Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Many years ago, when I made the conscious decision to make this my career, and I sat down and said, what does that mean? How do I differentiate? How do I best serve the people that I want to reach? And I started writing down notes and studying those who had done this. And I saw three buckets. Three. Exercise, nutrition, and motivation. And I said, I need to study all three of those things. And then the fourth thing was that I needed to do what I talked about. In other words, exercise, race, challenge myself as well. And far too often in this industry, people focus on just one, and I understand that. You know, you have nutritionists, you have strength and conditioning coaches, and that's awesome. But my focus and philosophy was I needed all three of those buckets to be filled, to understand them so that I could differentiate myself and bring you the best possible information. Because unfortunately, you can't separate those three. And I would argue, and I think you would agree, when you really sit down and think about it, without the motivation side, the exercise and the nutrition, it's not going to happen. So I can give you the science. I can tell you the best, you know, calorie burner, I can tell you foods and all that kind of stuff. But if you don't like it, if you're not motivated to do it, doesn't matter. So we need to look at all three of those things. Human behavior, nutrition, and exercise. We need to move. We need to focus on what we put in our mouths. And we need to control our attitudes, the way I end every podcast, for a reason. And so today, I love this topic because it's not one you're going to probably hear read anywhere else. I would be surprised. And often, that's a problem. That's the iconoclast going against something. But this is just a unique look at association and disassociation when it comes to exercise. Okay, what are the top barriers to exercise? Well, we all know that pretty much the number one barrier to exercise that people give, lack of time. And as I've talked about over and over and over again, we all have the same number of hours in the day. No one has time. You make time. And when you do things like my micro workouts, and you don't have to go to the gym, and you don't have to do an hour, you don't even have to do a half hour. You need to do shorter workouts throughout the day and longer workouts if and when you can. Then that excuse goes away. All the yeah buts are gone, including the disassociation yeah but that I will get to very shortly. And again, depending on which list you look at, when it comes to barriers to exercise, I would say, for many of them, the second reason people don't exercise right behind lack of time is it's boring. It's not fun. I get it. Why would you do something that's boring and not fun? And that's why I talk about all of the different ways you can raise your heart rate. That's your cardio. There is no one way. And when it comes to strength training, it's not about machines or free weights or kettlebells or resistance bands or body weight. It's all of the above. It's finding what you enjoy. And ideally, doing all of the above at some point, if and when you can. Because variation, as I will end this whole thing with, is the key to true ultimate health. You know, we find what we like, we do it, but if we only do one thing, exercise food-wise, it's going to be a problem. We need balance. Okay, so when it comes to boring, and exercise and it not being fun, we want to disassociate. In other words, people want to think about anything other than exercise when they're exercising. And that makes complete sense. And so I've done a bunch of podcasts on that already. Talk about all the different ways that I'm going to get to and some of the top ways that you're all doing. And that makes sense. And as I've talked about in those podcasts, the research is really strong in showing that when people disassociate, what happens? You have more fun. You enjoy it more. You do it longer. You do it more frequently. And you do it better and harder quite often. And that's why this podcast is going against that. Because I'm going to tell you that you should associate every now and again. Not all the time. And I'm going to give you the reasons why. But just like everything else, free weights versus machines, which is better? Neither one. And the best approach is to mix it up. And the same thing holds true with association and disassociation, which is really cool. So not just the physical, but the psychological variation is crucial to long-term adherence and success. Quick break. When we come back, going to jump into all of this. We're going to talk about association and disassociation. I'm going to go back and go over the ways to disassociate and then really hammer home why every now and again you want to leave that music home. You want to just go out or go down to your gym and not have any technology going on. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. So again, if you've listened to prior podcasts on disassociation that I've talked about, makes sense. Makes complete sense. Let me give you the definition specifically. Association and disassociation are two broad attentional strategies for coping with exertional stimuli during effort expenditure. Association represents the shift of the attentional focus inward to somatic sensations, and disassociation represents the shift of the attentional focus outward, away from the somatic sensations. What is interesting, for those of you who like to compete at whatever, is that the competitor can't afford to disassociate too much, if at all, depending on the sport. What do I mean by that? Top marathoners, top runners, top cyclists, top whatever, rowers, whatever your sport, those people need to monitor what's going on with their body so that they can expend their energy best, so that they can perform whatever movement they are doing the best. Gymnasts, you name it, right? They'll use things like music to disassociate before to get in the right frame of mind, their perfect level of arousal, which is an inverted U. But when it comes to competition, got to monitor what's going on or you can't perform at your best. Now, for the recreational athlete, for the person who's exercising, who's trying to lose weight, burn calories, generally speaking, the vast majority don't want to think about what they're doing. So that's the difference. Associate, think about what your body's doing, monitor everything, your breathing, your foot strike, your body position, you know, your energy expenditure, everything. And it's completely the opposite for those who want to disassociate. And as I talked about before, here are the multitude of ways we can all disassociate during exercise now, which, as I love to date myself, didn't exist years ago. There's music, one of the top ways to disassociate, and I love it. I have every way to listen to music during every type of sporting activity, including swimming. You know, when I found the perfect waterproof iPod, because I don't love swimming, it dramatically changed my workouts, my swim workouts. And I have been a huge lover of Oakley. Came out with something called Thumps years ago. And those were sunglasses with music built in. And you would plug the sunglasses into your computer and download right onto into the frames. And the frames of the glasses would store. So for running, things like that, you had headphones built in to the sunglasses and the music stored in the sunglasses themselves. Then they discontinued those. Oakley came out with Radar Pace, which I think has these, I've had these for a couple of years now. It's since been discontinued as well, I think. And so you didn't store the music on in the frames. You streamed them Bluetooth from your phone right into the headphones in your sunglasses. And so music, when I go out for a run, a long run, sweaty, like right now, so humid, there's nothing like putting on that perfect music that you love and going out for a run, a walk, whatever it is. I always want you to be safe. I'm always tempted to say bike, but you want to be safe. But whatever you do, and that can be indoors as well, obviously. I always talk about outdoors first because that's what I love most. But I have the treadmill. I have the indoor bike. I'm doing it all. But music. And as I've talked about in past podcasts, the research is super strong. You're going to work out longer, harder, burn more calories, be more effective. The workouts will be more effective with music. Then there's television. And now there's coached workouts. And we talk about coach workouts. They're live workouts. You can work out with someone. You know, we all know the brand. It's so popular. And now there's so many. You can do Zoom workouts live, group fitness classes. You can do audio workouts, coached only, go for a run. I've done these. I have a bunch of those on TomHollandFitness.com as well. Audio coached workouts, video coached workouts, live, not live. You can listen to podcasts. You can also do things like work out with other people, friends, and then just getting outside is a way to disassociate as well. One of the hardest things to do when I was training for Ironmans was to exercise inside. Back when you didn't have all these ways to disassociate, or if you did, you know, you had a big TV stuck to the wall and a cable box. And if you're doing Ironman or even marathons, and Ironman especially, just go to the extremes, you sat down in your basement on a bike for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours straight. You were dying to disassociate. And now that, yeah, but as I said at the beginning, they're gone, people. And, you know, those who are in their 20s and even 30s have no idea what old people like me and those of you who are listening and were doing similar things back in the day know. But there's value to it. And that's what I'm getting to. There's value to associating. Okay. So, of course, you want to use all of the tools at your disposal to be as healthy as possible and enjoy your exercise, your movement. Music, TV, coached workouts, podcast, friends, exercising outdoors, all of the above. And a combination of all of the above, whenever possible. But there are times when you say, no. What if I left my phone at home? What if I just ran on the treadmill or walked on the treadmill with nothing but your thoughts? As I say this out loud, I can just feel people go, oh my gosh, that's horrible. The thought of like walking on a treadmill for an hour, staring at the wall with nothing, no way to disassociate, no TV, no music, no podcast, no friends. Yeah. And as crazy as it sounds, you want to go next level. You want to be as healthy as possible, not just physically, but mentally. And it's all connected, as I said at the start of the show. Then you should consider doing this. Not all the time. Let's go back to 80-20. 80-20 is such a great breakdown for so many things. Your easy versus hard workouts. Your eating healthy versus enjoying your treats, special desserts, all that kind of stuff, 20%. And let's add to that list associating versus disassociating. 20% of the time, roughly, leave it all at home. Leave it all off the treadmill, out of your pocket, out of your ears. And when we come back from the final break, I'm going to tell you why. We'll be right back. And we are back. I should say that this show falls into the category of one I did way back that I think is so valuable for so many people. Not that they're all not, but it's about second level stuff. And that applied to things like, what's the best protein? Well, just get your protein in. Stop focusing on things you really can't control. Like, okay, pea protein. Can you only eat pea protein all the time? And that's not the right answer, by the way. Consistency is everything. So focus on getting your protein in rather than the type, because that's a great example of science versus real world. No matter what the science says, there's no way you could only get in whey protein. And it wouldn't be the healthiest thing either. You go, oh, the benefits and, you know, body assimilating and converting and muscle building. Okay, but that's not real world. And that's why so many of the experts you're getting your advice from sounds good, sound really smart. But what are people going to actually be able to do? Right? That's what matters the most. Psychology, the nutrition, and the exercise. All right, so this is second level stuff. First and foremost, I want you to get exercising. I want you to get moving. And for the vast majority of you, you're going to want to disassociate like crazy so that you enjoy it. But by the way, try to pick a mode of exercise that you don't detest to begin with so you don't have to disassociate so hard, for lack of a better term, from it. There's so many options. So try to find a form of exercise that goes for strength and cardio that you ideally maybe like a little bit, but even then people want to disassociate. But second level stuff is over time. I want you to try to associate. Here are the reasons. Number one, it's the most obvious. We have never been more connected to technology than we are today. And it's so unhealthy. And I see it myself. I'm always turning the mirror around on myself. And then I'm thinking, my gosh, what are our kids dealing with? Because they don't know any differently. But I know being attached to that phone and technology, how unhealthy that is long term, good and bad. So we need to unplug from technology. And exercise is one of the greatest times to do it. As counterintuitive as that is. So we need to unplug. We need to leave that phone behind. And that's really, really hard to do. And I know this myself. My phone is hooked up to my watch, my GPS watch. So I will go for a run. And if the notifications are set the way they normally are, if I get a text, what happens? It not only beeps on my phone, it beeps on my watch. It vibrates. I'm getting it twice. And that's getting in the way of my workout. And so for those of us who run with our phones, get our music through our phones, I'm going to talk about this at the end as well. Our phones are not phones anymore. It's a great bit by a comedian. He did like a half hour. The phone is the last thing you pretty much use your phone for. But you go for a walk. You go for a run, you're at the gym, you're in your home gym. What happens? You're listening to your music, text comes through, phone call comes through. You start reading emails, you start checking social media. I see this at the gym. And so even though I'm talking about running and cardio, this goes for everything. I would love to see a study on how little people actually exercise at the gym because of checking their phones, texting, social media, all of the above. And so even though we are maybe using the phones for music, we are so connected. So we need to unplug from all that. We're getting that all day long. And it's really uncomfortable for so many people. And that should be a sign that it's a problem. All right. And this leads directly to number two. They're all connected. You need to learn how to be alone with your thoughts. And that may sound, you know, earthy, crunchy, whatever you want to call it, but this is everything, people. This is what I get from my endurance races, my endurance training. And I feel bad for our kids who get in an elevator, are never alone with their thoughts. You know, I drive carpool. You got three kids, five kids in the back. They're all on their phones. They're not talking to each other. And so we need to learn to be alone with our thoughts. And there's no better time than exercise. And this goes to one of my favorite topics in sports psychology, self-talk. And so this goes not only for the thoughts we're having just regular, you know, during exercise, strength training, what just your thoughts in your head. You need to learn to listen to them and control them. But then it comes when you are really pushing yourself. And this is especially true for those of you who are competing in anything. Because what happens? People, let me just use as an example, triathlon, running, whatever. You train with your music all the time. You train with your TV, whatever it is, whatever way you disassociate. Then you have your competition. What happens? You're all alone with your thoughts. And that's where people lose, slow down, and where I am going to be that much better because I have trained the mental side. And the extreme is incredible. Ironman, people freak out oftentimes, and there are some marathons, things like that as well, when they find out that they can't use music, can't listen to music during an Ironman, biking, running. Seen people do it. It's illegal, get disqualified. But they haven't trained without it. It is a crutch. They have not learned to be alone with their thoughts, especially when they're, what, uncomfortable. How do you control that? How do you deal with those thoughts when you have to associate with them, when you have to live with them? One of my favorite parts of competing is the mental side. It's that mental toughness. So when you learn to associate, when you leave the technology behind during your workouts, whatever it is, that's when you build mental toughness. And it's a gift to be able to give to yourself because it applies to so many things outside of exercise. I was just, quick aside, I was getting my food at my little health food store that I love, my new one, my juices and salad. There's a person on the phone the entire time, not only rude, but an adult. Like, we're too connected. And people are uncomfortable when they're alone with their thoughts, just in the normal activities of daily living, much less when you're expending energy and pushing yourself. So it's an incredible time to build mental toughness and unique type of self-efficacy. All right, number three, again, totally tied in, but this is meditation. It's moving meditation. Whatever you're doing, yoga, Pilates, walking, swimming. It's your meditation time. I'm someone who knows the value of meditation, but to sit, you know, cross-legged for 20 minutes is really hard for me. 5 minutes, really hard for me. Doing yoga, really hard for me. So I know I need it, and I still work on that type, but it's moving meditation. My runs, my bike rides. Had an amazing sunrise bike ride this morning, 2 hours, 2+ hours, alone with the thoughts, moving meditation. And when you connect the thoughts, the meditation with the exercise, super powerful. So it's great for the mind and the body. And then when you put the two together, it's that much more powerful. It's that much more effective. All right, three more. Number four, problem solving. You're exercising you're associating, you're listening to your thoughts, you're listening to your body, but you're also letting the thoughts come in and working on the problems, the things you need to think about that you never have time for, right? Because you're always connected. And so I know personally, runs, walks, even walks with the dog, the dogs, problems solved, working on them, being alone with the thoughts. And that leads to number five. So not only are you working on the problems, you're being creative. You're allowing the creative juices to flow. My ideas for new books and just concepts in fitness and exercise and podcast ideas come during that associative aspect of exercise. And when the serotonin, the feel-good hormones are kicking in, people, and those of you who have experienced this and know this, you know this. There's something magical about that. So not only problem solving, but creativity comes during association and exercise. And finally, it's what I alluded to, spoke about right at the beginning. Second level, yes, but this is a second level thing that much easier to do and much easier to focus on than all of the other second level stuff I spoke about in that podcast. It's really good for mental variation. We need variation in everything. And I did this yesterday. I have been exercising, running, doing everything for decades, as I often say. And you know, the runs end up at the same place back at home, and you try to take different routes whenever possible. But I needed something different. I needed to get a run in yesterday. And I was like, I need something different. My you know, music library is thousands of songs, thousands and thousands from years of teaching group fitness, every type of class imaginable. And I know all these songs. I'm bored with them. I've often thought it would be great if we could just trade. Like, I could listen to your playlist and you could listen to mine. We need variation. But to vary my run yesterday, wife and I had to go visit one of my brothers who lives not too far away. And so what did I do? We drove there together and I said, you know what? You take the car home. I'm going to run home. It was about 6 miles. And not only was it a point to point, a route I had never run before, and that was so mentally perfect, but I left my phone, which is a little scary because you're like, what if something happens? I get it. I didn't care. Guess what? We did it for decades without it. And so no music, no phone, just my thoughts, totally different run. And it was awesome. So we need that variation in everything. We need to vary our healthy foods for true health. We need to vary our exercise for true overall health. And we need to vary our mental states for true mental strength. You know, when I ran across the Grand Canyon and back, this was shocking to even me. I had headphones with me. I never went to them. I never went to them. And that surprised the heck out of me, because when it got challenging, which was pretty soon in, that hardest thing I've pretty much ever done, up there at least, things are relative, but I never went to music. And it was because I wanted to be in the moment. And that's what this all comes down to, people, is the greatest thing you learn from doing things like running across the Grand Canyon and back, challenging yourself, going longer distances, is learning to be in the moment. I will bring this up over and over and over again, not thinking about the past, not thinking 1 mile, a half mile ahead. You are just monitoring what you feel at that moment. And the crazy thing is, you realize that even when, because it's not a matter of if, but when you feel lousy, you have pain, discomfort, that it will pass. And that's shocking to learn. You go, I can't possibly feel better when I'm doing something where I'm an hour in and I have hours more because I feel lousy now. There's no way. I'm just going to feel worse and worse and worse. And that goes for sporting events, athletic endeavors, and life. And so you want to learn to be with your thoughts. You want to learn to control them. You want to learn to let them in, from problem solving to creativity. But not every workout. I still love my music. And I still love watching some TV when I'm doing longer indoor bike rides and things like that. So I just encourage you, because so many people have literally never done it. Go for a walk with nothing. Be alone with your thoughts. See what happens. Rotate. Put that variation into your exercise routine, and you will take it to the next level. All right. Association versus disassociation. The sports psychology stuff, I can't tell you how much I love it. I actually do on just about every podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And you know what? I just saw happened yesterday. Someone rated this podcast as one of the top. I think it was 15 podcasts to motivate you. And this was number one. So thank you to everyone who listens. Thank you to those of you who reach out. I love to hear from you. And you can do that through Twitter and Instagram at Tom H. Fit. Tom H. Fit, Instagram and Twitter. Go to fitnessdisrupted.com. Email me. So much content. So many great guests lined up. And all to help you make sense of this insanity, because I want you to maximize your time, maximize your monetary investment so you can live your best life. And I will not allow people to do the opposite, to allow you to waste your money and your time on stuff that doesn't work at best, or is harmful at worst. All right? Rate the show if you have not. Subscribe. Did I say that already? And tell your friends. All right? Because I absolutely love what I do. And my goal is to help you have your best life. Not only length, but quality. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.